Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High Wind Ensemble. This is Dr. Danielle Godry from Cal State East Bay. Welcome to the CMEA Bay Section Festival here at Castro Valley. And looking forward to your performance. Here. Make sure that these make sure that it's kind of intertwined so that you're hearing constant 16th notes. Those are very interesting harmonies, aren't they? A bit more space before that figure. Da, da-dee. Just a little bit of daylight in between the tied note and then the 16th note. Triplets forward. Daddle da daddle da daddle da da. Especially in spots like measure 79, make sure that those of you with the syncopated figures are listening to the snare drum and vice versa. Good. It's very good. I would encourage you to do even more with this crescendo there. Good job on the triplets. Sforzando pianos. I would encourage you to do even more in this hall. So more sting, more accent on the beginning of the note, and get down to a piano even faster. good handover from the woodwinds to the brass. In measure 127, I can hear you listening very closely to each other to make sure you have good intonation. More of the folks with the 16th notes leading into the longer notes. I think, especially when playing with mutes, you can use more air in the instrument and not be shy with it. Because especially entries like 141, you want to make sure you're really together. It's very exposed. Very nice dynamic contrast there. Can you do more with the accents and put a bit of space before each accented note? That will help the accents come out. Resonance with your very last note. I really like that. That was really well done. There were some really nice moments, some really interesting parts of this piece. But in general, I encourage you to just think about how you can make the accents come out even more. And I think part of that is putting a slight space right before the accented note and making those spots like this forzando piano come out a little bit more of the texture. But really nicely done. Make that chord softer at 8. Thank you. Okay. Very nice passage here. Can you make each entry of this theme sound more similar? So maybe unifying the articulations a little more closely, but also thinking about how you will shape this three-measure idea. So in spots like 43, where you have quarter, quarter, eighth, eighth, how could you make them more, not slurred, but more connected? Dee-da, dee-da-da. And the piccolo, very good. And horns, of course. Right. Da-dee-da-dum. Are those three notes pick up to the next measure? Another spot where you have a leap in the quarter notes, if you could smooth it out. Keep spinning the air. Make sure the air is moving, moving, moving. Well done, euphonium. I can't see you, but I can hear you. Very nice clarinets and flute. Very bright in this room. Make sure you're sustaining the sound and thinking about your blending with each other there, clarinets and horns. Very nice suspended cymbal. That's nice saxophones. You could warm that up even more. Perhaps some vibrato would help you there. Very nicely done in the ending. I really like how you're attacking those notes and how you're releasing them. It was a very tasteful, dynamic contrast, and it was very delicate and very appropriate. So, well done. It was a very lovely ending. It's a lovely piece. So, quite a substantial amount of music in this piece. You've obviously spent a lot of time preparing this, so congratulations. Is the same. So articulated the same. Note length should be the same. And solo flute, try to think as though you're playing a chamber piece together. So you're playing kind of a duet. You're playing off each other. So you should feel more connected. Same thing with the oboe coming in. All this kind of lovely chamber stuff here. Could you play this without your conductor conducting? Could you play it just sitting in a circle, just the few of you? And how would that go? Nice shape to that flute and oboe and bassoon.
very nice xylophone. Trombones, euphoniums, go for it. Let's hear more of you here. And tenor sax, too. Direction to those long notes, flutes. More crisper articulation in the trumpet there in the muted parts. That you tried to bring so many different characters to this piece, and you brought the playful aspect of it, and you tried to be expressive and all of those things. You played a lot of music today. You should be very proud about all the work that you've done to get to this point. I would like to congratulate you on a very fine performance. And a very well-prepared performance as well. So, I wish you all the best as you finish the end of the year and encourage you to keep growing as musicians. And thank you so much for sharing your music with us today. Congratulations on your performance.